out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind?
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not offered disgusting purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7. Maybe you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite application, or at crabdiving.com.
Wee-wee.
Squeal! Squeal!
However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the crap out of
it. Bitch-ass, redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker.
Not you.
Oh,
of
yes.
Of course, if you're listening to us, you're not a bitch-ass chicken chick. White bread motherfucker. Although some of you maybe hate listening. Thanks right. for the downloads. Regardless, join in, strap on, strap in.
Yay.
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, everyone. Lots to talk about. We had yesterday off for, you know, exactly. And we're back today. Lots to talk about. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and you played a Snoop Dogg clip, and it reminded me of the clip I showed you from Family Feud when Snoop was a contestant and he had to do the final. What's the final part of Family Feud?
The bonus round.
And you're supposed to give like, you know, they ask all the normal questions and you're supposed to give like an answer you think most people would say to something. And you remember Snoop Dogg was on Family Feud, and the thing was pie in the, it was supposed to be sky, but he said in the horse.
Right.
Is that what he said?
Or pie in the face, or whatever the survey may have said. He said horse. Yeah, I mean, he did.
Pie
in
the
his
horse.
Defense, he did, the other four answers were good.
Yeah,
it
they
was
were.
Just, you know, pie in the horse.
Dude, I love Snoop Dogg. He's so funny, man. Have you listened to the Planet Earth that he, there's an alternate version of Planet Earth out there, and Snoop narrates it.
Oh,
yeah, it's supposed to be funny. I don't know.
Is it downloadable on at? Can you watch it over at?
I don't fucking know, man.
Amazon. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Oh, yes.
Today is Faithless Friday too. We're chock full of Jesus-y. Well, you know, stories of religious bad behavior. It is a bleak and dark and cold day today.
I
don't know about bleak.
What the fuck is God doing up there with the weather today? Why are you being such a dick? It's Thanksgiving weekend. Can't it be nice?
And, you know, it's a little bit chilly. So of course Ooh. There's no global warming. You
cucks,
you tree hugging cuck faces.
Fuck you.
Let's get right to the headlines. Join us on our social medias. We'll, sniff around. We'll sniff around on Twitter a wee bit while we're on the show here at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. You can also hurl us a message over to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving.
Can I just make, I just want to say one thing about Twitter. DLB at 60 Bourbon is tweeting in. And did you know that Trump has a pussy neck?
Okay.
That's what they're saying. I don't
know. I get it. In that picture, he does.
I don't see it.
It's a little, it looks like a little, you know, like
a vagina,
like a Brazilian waxed.
You know,
right above his tie, right there. Look, anyway, it says America First, and it's me first is highlighted.
Me first. But, I've got a vagina neck.
It does say pussy neck. Let's see what's going on in today's headlines. Friday.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the crab diving bunker.
So goddamn deep!
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, November 23rd, 2018.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
I like turtles.
That's right, baby.
Over to the commie, Pinko Liberal.
Hey,
HuffPost.
Ooh, wee wee.
The headline there be ith loading report.
Load.
This is Jerome Corsi, of course.
Oh, yes.
Report. Trump birther brethren in plea talks is the headline.
Oh, this is awesome, right? Fuck all these people.
Jerome Corsi, I believe at one point had been referred to, or possibly he still is, as the Washington correspondent for InfoWars. There's something
InfoWars, baby.
Proud of on that CV.
Wait a second. So does that mean he gets a check from InfoWars?
He's got a show on InfoWars. Or yeah, had, at least.
That blows my mind. I mean,
Jerome Corsi, conservative conspiracy theorist associated with Roger Stone, is negotiating a plea deal with special counsel Robert Mueller, according to the Washington Post.
Yay.
NBC News also confirmed that negotiations are in progress. The talks could help Mueller and his team determine whether President Donald Trump or anyone working on his campaign coordinated with WikiLeaks. I love WikiLeaks.
Yes.
In the 2016 hack on the DNC emails.
Oh, okay. Shit, man. Emails.
They say no deal has been finalized. Talks could still fall apart. Of course, right. He had previously said that he met with Mueller's team for 40 hours worth of interviews.
How is this loser dickbag Jerome Corsi the main thing in our national news today? He should not matter.
Well, apparently stupid. Helped lube up some holes for the fucking that we took from the Russian interference.
How is a guy from InfoWars involved in all this shit so deeply? I mean, it's just, it's weird as shit, dude. It's InfoWars, Pizzagate, child molesters sent to Mars to fuck alien children.
Yeah,
I
went on the Twitter and put in the hashtag QAnon to see what the Q-loons are talking about. And they're hardly talking about this at all. But goddamn, some of the shit that they're coming up with.
Is it crazy?
They're really still convinced that it's just a matter of time before they pull the trigger on Hillary. That all this is about Mueller secretly indicting Hillary. Just you wait, everyone. They're going after the deep state.
Who is the person that decided, you know what? We're going to start this thing and we're going to call it Hillary derangement syndrome. And somehow we're going to make her the most hated fucking person on the planet. Whoever did that, good job. I mean, you nailed it.
Well, it's been a long time. I mean,
it's
kind of Newt Gingrichian kind of attack smears, right? I mean,
yeah.
Or you can go farther back. There's been right wing dickbags for all the way back.
Here's the problem with Hillary. To me, she's a centrist. You know, whatever. That's it. I don't like that. I want people more liberal, more progressive,
right,
more farther on the left. That's it, though. I mean, I don't fucking hate her with the power of 5 million suns.
Mueller's been investigating Roger Stone, Republican operative, longtime Trump advisor. Jerome Corsi provided Roger Stone with oppo research on the Democrats during the 2016 campaign.
So did Jerome Corsi, like, type shit up and hand it to Roger Stone?
Or he had people do it. The special counsel is reportedly examining the role Corsi may have had in disseminating the hacked emails and asking whether he knows any... if any in Trump's campaign if any of the staffers had potential involvement. Yes.
I just pictured Corsi writing notes to Stone in like crayon or something. Oh, this is InfoWars. These people are fucking bananas.
In the past, it says here at the HuffPo, Corsi has written for WorldNet Daily and InfoWars. Damn.
What is I can never remember why WorldNet Daily is important. What did they do?
I'm trying to see where his list of Pulitzers are.
Oh, Jerome Corsi?
Yeah, I'm not seeing that anywhere. But WND is where Pat Buchanan has slithered to now. It's a right wing crazy. It's
Breitbart.
Less insane than InfoWars. More insane than Breitbart, I would say. I think they're more Jesus-y over at WND.
Oh, God. So this is how I understand it. These are the top lunatic websites. We have InfoWars.
Well, Fox.
Well, you know, yeah. Okay.
But they're mincing cucks now. They've all had undergone trans surgery, and apparently, and everybody over at Fox is now they're running to OAN.
Right. OAN, the
One American News.
I always think that's like the country music network. That's CMT.
It's on your cable station, probably down near the Scientology station.
Oh, God.
That's the one of the biggest revelations from yesterday's awesome, by the way, Thanksgiving. But
yes, thank you, Mom, if you're listening.
On the telly, there's a network. We thought it was one show.
Yes.
And then only to find out that it's a 24/7 Scientology network, and it's all these creepy, I am a Scientologist. And then they just kind of show some Scientologists going through their everyday lives.
Okay, two things. Number one, I just remembered I didn't get any sweet potatoes yesterday. I wanted that and I forgot. Fuck. That sucks.
Travis.
Yes. I forgot number two. Wait.
Take all the sharp objects away from Ryan.
Yes. Always. I had a second thing that was about the story you're reading. What story are you reading?
Carving yams into your thigh with a razor blade.
Absolutely. Do you know if you ask Siri to search for Donald Trump, a picture of a penis comes up?
Oh, awesome. Or maybe just on your phone. What else? What have you been searching for?
Cockpit.
That's the headline over to the Huffington Post is about Jerome Corsi.
Oh, yeah. I was reading this thing about dealing with your relatives who are right-wing nut jobs over the holiday. And somebody wrote a fucking thing about how to rescue your relatives from Fox News. And they said you have to disable their fear center in their fucking brain.
With what drug?
I don't know, but they're like, the article's like, first you got to make sure your relative isn't afraid of black people or gay people or trans people. I'm like, how?
Well, now we're done.
How? So then after you disconnect the fear center, just look for some common ground, for some empathy. I'm like, hey, what dickhead wrote this article? That's no help. What?
I'm gonna shit cotton candy.
Yeah, me too, everybody. Shitting unicorns.
The headline over at the Drudge Report is a picture of the Charlie Brown balloon from the Thanksgiving Day parade.
Oh, shit.
It says cleared to fly.
Right.
Bitter cold smashes records. I wonder if this is a anti-global warming bullshit. But then it just leads to the New York Post, which says...
Is this HuffPo?
No, this is Drudge.
Oh, okay.
Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. Might not be a nightmare after all. This is from a couple days ago. It's like they haven't updated the Drudge.
Hey, Drudge, was there nothing going on in the news? You had to put the headline, Charlie Brown balloon can fly. I don't give a fuck. I really don't care. You know, I'm. Are you glad it flew? Are you relieved?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay. Why would you put that? Isn't there more things to talk about in the news this week than the fucking...
I don't know why that's still there. It's dated the 21st also. I don't know why that's the fucking headline. But
God, Drudge, you're fucking lazy.
One of the other headlines, Trump plan forces asylum seekers to wait in Mexico.
Great. Aren't we supposed to help asylum seekers and refugees
also
and shit
from
like
the
that?
21st. This is very strange. Like Drudge hasn't updated.
Did
in
you
a couple
refresh
of days.
The? I mean, did. Obviously you did. But Jesus, would Jesus okay, well, make the asylum seekers wait in Mexico with all the rapists?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
He would have smited them all as they were coming. He would have been hiding like in duck blinds.
It really is. I mean, it really is a just so vile how the Republicans have demonized immigrants, refugees, the Syrian refugee thing. Like, it wasn't just Trump. A lot of them were saying, oh, we can't let these diseased Syrians into the country. They could be dangerous. And then you look at the pictures of Syria and all the bombings and shit.
Right.
You don't want to help those people? That's fucked up.
The Drudge Report Twitter feed is working.
Okay.
Ebola in Congo now affecting newborns.
Yay!
Hugh Hefner dumped casket of sex tapes into the sea.
Is Hugh Hefner still alive? He's not dead?
No.
Okay.
These are the couple of the latest headlines. Apparently, right. This is from Page Six. That Hugh Hefner dumped a casket full of his private sex tapes into the sea before he passed away.
Oh, okay.
He chucked his collection of sex tapes into the Pacific because he feared that his most famous and secret conquests would be exposed.
Wait a second. Somebody go get those tapes. I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't care.
Hugh Hefner, I'm assuming he...
I just want to see the list of names. I don't even want to see the tapes. I don't care. What's his most famous conquest? I mean, did he fuck Nancy Reagan?
There was a batch of tapes shot on 8mm, which were then converted to VHS.
Oh, God, it's so pervy.
Filmed during some of the orgies that he enjoyed in the 70s, it says.
I'm getting my orgy tapes converted over to VHS from 9mm. What a creep.
Some famous male movie stars, too, were in those videos.
Oh, yes. Who's in there? Tim Conway?
Marilyn Monroe, they say, was definitely there.
Damn. Well, you know, I don't know. That should be preserved, right? Was Harvey Korman, did anybody else from the Carol Burnett cast?
He got so upset. Google Carol Burnett kids.
Did anybody participate? Any Carol Burnett people participate in those fucking orgies?
He got so upset and paranoid that he decided it was best to have them disappear. He didn't trust people to burn them.
God.
He didn't trust the people, his kids and everything that he's leaving his shit to. Listen.
Hey,
burn Hugh, dad's sex tapes.
Right. And Hugh, who gives a fuck?
Well, good for him. I mean,
no, but really, I mean, who gives a fuck? So you got a tape of you fucking the person that wasn't Suzanne Summers in Three's Company.
What if people were married or what if...
Who's in Three's Company?
Suzanne Summers and...
What was the other one?
And...
Janet.
The other one?
Janice.
Yeah.
Did she chill out in these orgies or no?
I don't know.
See, that's what I mean. I want to know who's on there. It's just out of curiosity. Well, who cares? It's something to talk about.
But it may embarrass them.
Well, I don't care. I mean, that sucks, I guess. It may embarrass them. Like who? David Hasselhoff?
Possibly. I don't think you could embarrass David Hasselhoff a lot more than the drunken hamburger tape that he's got.
Right.
Anyway, so that's the headline. One of the other headlines over at the Drudge Report.
Liza Minnelli, I bet.
Lots of other stuff to talk about. It is Faithless Friday, y'all. This is out. Well, this is our president. Typically inspirational yesterday as he called the troops.
Yes.
I don't know if it was like a conference call, I guess, or something. And he went off script, they said.
Okay.
President Donald Trump, there's so many headlines that are just like, you know, off the wall, out of control, rant,
yes,
crazy. President Donald Trump went off script in a Thanksgiving Day call with members of the military, went tearing into the federal judiciary, went after the caravan of migrants approaching the southern U.S. border, and went into the controversy surrounding the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. He's basically like, I mean, come on, all that business, I'm not going to give that up.
Is there anyone there that sits him down and says, listen, Donald?
They tried.
You are calling the troops right now to say thank you for your service. It's Thanksgiving. You're not home. You're serving our country. We appreciate it so fucking much. That's what you say.
Every story, every book we've read, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every book about the administration has said that everyone has tried.
He can't
try
anything.
And he will listen to no one.
He just can't do anything. I mean, it's kind of weird that he's lasted so long as president when you think about how dysfunctional this motherfucker is. I guess, unless you want to say his job is to roll back regulations and fuck our country up, then he's pretty functional, I guess, you know. But he can't go anywhere and say anything right.
Trump continued to rail against Monday's decision by a U.S. District Court judge that blocked his ban on refugees seeking asylum.
Ooh.
He called the ruling terrible.
Terrible.
A vast number of the decisions get overturned. It's a shame. It's a disgrace, frankly. This is the Thanksgiving.
Thanks for serving.
Hey, guys. Thanks for your service. By the way, here's my Festivus.
Quit bitching for one second.
You can't.
Rich, entitled, white guy, fucking porn stars, no condom, can't complain, can't stop complaining.
You know, a vast number of their decisions get overturned. It's a shame. It's a disgrace, frankly. He called the appeals court a big thorn in our side.
What is he, when he says a vast number of the cases get overturned, it's a shame? What is he getting at? That their decisions are stupid?
They're mincing liberals of the Ninth Circuit in California, and that a vast number of their decisions, which I don't believe is accurate. I don't believe a larger percentage of the Ninth Circuit gets overturned than any other. I could be wrong, but I don't believe that's the case.
He uses the word vast a lot, like a vast.
That's only four letters.
Tremendous, super, bigly.
He criticized the judge, some judge sitting in some location very far away. He's in San Francisco, by the way.
Some judge sitting in a location. I mean, unless the guy's standing, that's the only scenario that would ever be. I mean, you're going to be at a place, you're going to be sitting or standing, and you're a judge. You're always that then. Do you know what I mean?
Trump broke with the practice of past presidents by using the traditional holiday teleconference call to troops in various parts of the world to vent on political issues.
What the fuck, man?
It's all about him. There's nothing outside of his world except him.
Dude, they aren't home for the holidays. They aren't able to go to Mar-a-Lago and golf. Shitler, they're serving our country.
He claimed there's a vast amount of fighting at the border taking place in Mexico.
Is there?
No.
Okay.
In many cases, they're not good people. They're bad people. They're not coming through. We're not letting criminals into our country. This is somebody sitting in Iraq. Somebody sitting in Afghanistan.
Can I ask a question?
Dodging IEDs.
Oh, yes.
And they're listening to this
right.
Bitch.
Right.
Bitch.
Right. Are they going to let criminals in the White House or no?
Far too late.
Jeez. Criminals.
Speaking about the fortifications being built by the thousands of troops he sent to patrol the border, he mispronounced concertina wire. Oh, now I got to hear this.
What is that? Razor wire?
Yeah, yeah.
Why would he know what? Why wouldn't you just say barbed wire, Trump, or wire, something like that? I don't know what that is. What is it?
Concertina wire.
Okay. What does it do?
Earlier this week, he insisted it's razor wire.
Oh.
He insisted the newly stationed military personnel don't mind missing Thanksgiving with their families. Don't worry about Thanksgiving. These are tough people. They know what they're doing, and they're great, and they've done a great job. You're so worried about the Thanksgiving holiday for them. They're so proud to be representing our country on the border. I would probably bet they're not, because they're there for no fucking reason. And guess what? They're like 1,100 miles east of the fucking caravan.
1,100 miles.
The caravan, everybody's going to Tijuana.
So what are we going to do? How are we going to stop these rapists?
And these troops are deployed, like, in Texas.
This is the dumbest shit ever. I mean, God, Donald, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what it's like to serve in the border of, Texas and Mexico compared to Afghanistan or Iraq, but, I mean, you send them to the... You imagine if you sent somebody to the middle of nowhere in Texas for Thanksgiving? I would be like, dude, suck my dick. We've driven through Texas. A lot of it sucks. Horrible.
There's not a lot going on.
I mean, you know, the people are great.
He called it Cozentine wire, I guess.
What? How does? Okay, here's what I don't understand. Why are Republicans not just all pissed off about? I mean, he's got our troops so far away from this caravan. I thought that was the whole point of sending them down there.
No, the whole point is to say that he's sending this to scare the ninnies. And then he stopped talking about it the minute that the election day was passed.
Ninnies, doesn't that bother you? On some level, it's inconsistent. He's not doing what he said he was going to do. Ninnies, no, does that bother them?
He is. He's making America great.
Oh, my God.
He still hates brown people and Mexicans.
That's true.
God, fuck those ninnies. You guys are dumb.
He also ranted about Khashoggi to the troops.
What the fuck?
Maybe the world should be held accountable because the world is a vicious place.
Oh my God. How is the world you know what's weird? How is the world a vicious place to Donald Trump? Because here's what I imagine his day is. He's at the White House, or he's in Air Force One, or he's in a really nice car going somewhere, and he either ends up at Mar-a-Lago or some other nice hotel. What vicious part of the world is he dealing with? How's the world vicious for him? He takes a shit in a gold toilet.
He said kind of the same thing when he was asked in that interview about Putin and said, you know, well, why do you admire Putin? He has people killed. And Trump said, oh, you think we're so innocent?
Oh, God.
Remember that?
Oh, my God, I remembered that.
You think we're so innocent? Come on.
Well, I mean, are we dosing people with polonium?
He probably has a point.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make it right.
Yes, that's true.
and apparently we're a little more subtle about it.
Right.
By the way, thank you, GF, Y Radical, for tweeting in some numbers and statistics about something. That is cool. And... yeah, he said fucking vast. It's vast.
Less than 1% of the Ninth Circuit's cases get to SCOTUS. Of those, 78% are overturned.
Okay.
So 78% of less than 1%. Yeah, that's fucking vast. Right. See?
Yeah. Vast.
Maud gone. Kate, the intern, Kate passed in August, sadly. So Kate is no longer with us.
Sky God took her.
We're currently doing all of our own work during the show. Yes. No more intern. But
thank you for asking.
I'm working on it.
Yeah.
You're working on it?
I'm working on it.
You better hurry up.
I've got a story here. I'm going to save this one for later because it should just go later. Let's do one of the
is it Jesus story?
We can do one of the good news.
Oh, okay. With a caveat.
A little bit of a Faithless Friday.
Ooh.
The Satanists, the Satanic Temple, has won a lawsuit.
That's our church.
A group of Satanists. Well, see, I think that's incorrect how they are referred here. It's the Satanic Temple members are not necessarily Satanists. We've gone through this before.
No, I'm a Satanist. I'm a member of their church.
But no, the Satanic Temple, you don't have to believe in Satan. Satanists, believe in the existence of a Satan.
Right.
And worship. That entity, and
we're not even devil worshippers.
I think it's like believing in Voldemort.
Oh yeah.
But the No, we're not. Well, I'm not. I don't know what you got going on.
This is cool. But it just seems cool. It seems cool. Satan.
But the Satanic Temple is a secularist organization, and
yes,
that has basically formed a religion to point out the fucking hypocrisy of these Christianists that are trying to ram crosses into our holes.
Please stop that.
They're the ones who have been suing and kind of winning in places that are like, okay, well, if you're going to put up your Christian display at Christmas, you got to have a satanic temple display right next to it.
That's
and
right.
A Hindu and a Scientologist.
Ganesh.
So apparently there was a show on Netflix.
Yes.
Called The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Okay.
And they totally copied the Baphomet statue that was commissioned not too long ago in response to, I think it was Arkansas, wasn't it? Where they put the Ten Commandments up at the courthouse. And
right.
The Satanic Temple was like, okay, cool. Make room for Baphomet.
Yay.
Equal or none.
Right. Fuck that.
So the Satanic Temple sued Netflix.
No shit.
For $50 million for copying the image of their goat-headed deity.
That's our god, baby.
The Satanic Temple organization claimed Netflix and Warner Brothers copied the image of their Baphomet statue, a winged half-man, half-goat figure.
I'm just thinking about the combination of those animals.
God, these people.
I'm a bird, I'm a goat, I'm a man.
Whoever is writing this knows nothing about the Satanic Temple.
Yeah.
Half goat picture has been worshipped by various occult groups. A reproduction of the figure appeared in 4 episodes of the show without the group's permission.
That's wrong. You can't do that. Go suck a dick.
The suit has now been settled.
Oh shit.
And now in the credits of the show's episode, the unique elements of the Satanic Temple's Baphomet statue will be acknowledged. They have to acknowledge.
Shit.
And probably had to pay him some cash, Ola.
Hey, Netflix, you got to pay Satan, baby.
Lucian Greaves of the Satanic Temple said many people immediately supported our copyright claim.
Hell yeah.
However, of course, there was a large number of people flooding us with hate mail.
Right.
And armchair legal analysis.
Well, listen, I don't give a fuck who you are. If you think you can just steal Satan's image and not have to pay, you're out of your fucking mind.
Greaves was particularly pained by the show's depiction of the monument. He wrote on Twitter, "It's appropriate in our copyrighted monument design to promote their asinine satanic panic fiction."
Yeah.
I guess it was they used it as an evil Satan group when these guys are not. The Satanic Temple is a group headquartered in Salem, Massachusetts.
No,
all of it is to tweak the righties.
Of course.
They say their mission is to encourage benevolence and empathy among all people. Members do not worship Satan, the group says.
God damn it. Damn. I mean, I do a little, and I'm a member, so whatever.
You can.
Yeah.
You can be a Christian and a member of the Satanic Temple. You can do whatever. You just got to be into secularism.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit of good news, I guess.
What do you think Satan looks like? Like an image? Like, what do you think when you say
Satan that doesn't exist?
Yeah. What do you think of?
Well, I mean, I guess I would probably fall back on the stereotypical, goat feet and red and horns and
you don't. I think of the Satan from South Park.
Trump.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Saddam.
That's the funniest thing I've ever
Saddam.
Seen. Yeah.
Watch South Park at Amazon. Go to crabdiving.com.
Right.
/Amazon. Maybe. I don't know if it's on Amazon.
Absolutely.
Or go to Amazon and buy a Roku, then you can watch all that shit.
Is it South Park Part 2? The movie? Is it the second movie?
I think it's... there's the South Park movie, which is Blame Canada. That's kind of the first one, right?
Which is the one where they go searching for the giant clitoris?
I don't remember.
I
remember that.
I
don't remember which one.
In Chicago.
There may have been
Right.
Alcohol and marijuana involved.
Yes.
Medicated.
Also good news. This is from The Hill.
Fuck you.
Our crime family that's running the country right now.
Who's that?
The Trumps.
Oh, yes.
They've had a request denied by a judge.
Oh, shit,
Trump
baby.
Trump Foundation lawsuit from the state of New York suing the Trump Foundation for misappropriating funds in their charity.
Damn.
They stole from a charity.
God, guys. These people are scumbags. They're really scumbags.
The judge has rejected Trump Foundation's request to dismiss a lawsuit alleging the organization, chaired by Trump and three of his children,
boo,
that they were involved in self-dealing and misuse of charity assets.
Is Tiffany involved in Trump?
No.
Why not? Why is she cut out of
three.
Everything? But why? Why does Tiffany
because
not
she,
get a...
She
a,
came out of Marla's vagina. He really doesn't like her.
Table. Damn. And also, by the way, just a real quick follow-up question. What happened with all the charges and stuff against the Clinton Foundation? What happened with that? Because I heard about it. I remember during campaign.
There's more news about that.
Oh, really?
Justice Scarpola of the state Supreme Court ruled on Friday that the state's lawsuit against Trump will go forward.
Damn.
This is kind of interesting. After the president's lawyers argued he can't be sued due to his station.
He's the emperor? He's the king or something?
The judge wrote in her decision that Trump's lawyers could offer no evidence of an example where a president was immune to prosecution for actions taken in his unofficial capacity before taking office. So, I mean, are they saying that before the election, he could have strangled someone a week before the election?
Yeah.
And we find evidence that convicts him. And these assholes are like, well, you know, he's the president. You can't go after him.
Well, I mean, we know.
Fuck that.
We know how Trump sees himself. He said.
Oh, sure.
If he shot someone on, what did he say, on Fifth Avenue or something in New York, nobody would care because he's that popular. He could murder. He's so popular.
Lawyers for the president argued the state courts do not have jurisdiction over the president. She dismissed that.
Who the fuck is it? Who is our president then? Is he a king? Is he a deity or some shit?
They think so. And apparently Kavanaugh does too. This is why he got his spot.
They surely couldn't treat Obama this way, right? My God. I mean, fuck me.
A spokesperson for the New York Attorney General, Barbara Underwood, who brought the case, tweeted that the lawsuit details, quote, how the Trump Foundation functioned as a personal piggy bank to serve Trump's business and political interests.
What the fuck, man?
They allege that Trump was involved in persistent illegality.
That's like, let's say you work at a convenience store and you decide you want to make a little extra money. So you get a coffee can and you put a sign on the coffee can that says, drop change in here for the March of Dimes.
Right.
At the end of the day, you just take the change.
Yes.
Is that what they did?
Yeah.
Wow, that's shitty. How Christ-like.
Earlier this year, on the filing of the case, Trump attacked it on Twitter, saying the sleazy New York Democrats and their now disgraced and run out of town AG Eric
Schneiderman
are doing everything they can to sue me on a foundation that took in $18.8 million. And gave out to charity more money than it took in, $19.2 million. I won't settle this case. He said that about Trump University.
Right. And he did.
And he settled for $25
million. Yes.
He paid the $25 million.
What charities were they giving to? I mean, I know there were a bunch, but...
Ivanka and Eric, and they had to buy a painting of him.
I mean, but what charity? I mean, was
and they bought the Tim Tebow football.
Football helmet. The helmet.
Helmet, football.
And they still don't know. Did that ever show up? Did they find out where that fucking helmet was?
Yeah, they did. But I kind of remember doing a story that they found it. He shuffled it off somewhere so that it would like it wouldn't show up on his taxes or something. It's somewhere ridiculous.
It's Tim fucking Tebow. Why is he in? This is bananas. It's all nuts. I mean, was he raising money for like kids with cancer? And,
no.
Well, I'm just saying the charities they were purporting to support.
Yeah.
I mean, God, that's gross. Him and his kids are taking money from cancer kids.
Well, and the way these foundations of uber rich people generally work is they put money into it.
Okay.
And then the foundation figures out who is worthy of receiving their benevolence.
Okay.
They were raising money from other rich people to put into their foundation. Then they would give it away and claim, look what we gave away.
Give it away to different charities, right?
They probably, yeah, they did support some charities, but they weren't the ones giving the money.
They were just taking the credit.
And taking money off the top.
These are the worst people.
I'll bet it was
That's
like
horrible.
Administrative fees. 80% administrative fees. Everything they're accusing the Clinton Foundation of doing is what they've done. But you can literally go online and look at the financial books of the Clinton Foundation.
Right.
For just that reason, because they know what's out there. So they're like, here, we have nothing to hide. Here's the money that comes in. Here's where it comes from. Here's where the money goes out.
You got to figure the Clintons were like, yeah, Eli, let's make this very transparent.
Right.
Because people are going to say we're cheating anyway. So what difference does it fucking make?
But you can't tell the deplorables because today I was reading comment after comment that's like, how about they turned the Clinton Foundation, they turned it into their own piggy bank. What about that? What about Hillary?
Well, you got to disable the fear centers in their brain, like we said earlier. And I don't know how to fucking do that.
I don't know how to do that either.
Oxy? I mean, I really don't know.
So the judge has rejected that and the lawsuit will continueth.
Yay. That's good news, though, you know.
Right. I think it should be referred for criminal. Why can't it be referred for criminal charges?
I
hope the AG's looking into it also for that.
I heard somebody on NPR saying it could be criminal. I don't remember who or when or if I actually heard it, but I think I heard that.
Get them.
Yeah, let's fucking go get these motherfuckers. Shit, man. Well, let me tell you something. When the Democrats get the House in this next term, they should open it up with drums and horns, battle drums, horns. You know, we're coming to get you, bitches. You're fucked.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Yay.
We do this every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're on iTunes and Stitcher and your favorite applications, etc.
That's right. Tell your friends about our podcast, if you have friends.
Hope they stick around after you tell them about it.
Right. And if they don't, fuck them.
Fuck them. Their laws, right?
Yes. Losers.
The Republican squealy piggies, the lame duck Congress, are firing one last volley of shit.
Ooh.
As the Republican chairman, the outgoing Republican chairman of the U.S. House of Representatives Judiciary Committee.
Resentment. That's what you said. Yeah. House of Resentment.
Bob Goodlatte.
Okay.
Has issued subpoenas for former FBI Director James Comey and former Attorney General Loretta Lynch to give depositions into, wait for it.
Don't you dare. Don't say it.
The handling of Hillary's email.
Oh, my fucking God. I really thought you were going to say Benghazi.
No. Oh, well, I'm sure. Give it time. We still have a few days left.
The nerve. The nerve of these motherfuckers. There's another email story going on right now. There's somebody else that's been in the news that has been storing emails on a server.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
She's beautiful and a princess. She's an American princess and she's a brilliant businesswoman. It has nothing to do with the fact that her dad has hundreds of millions of dollars.
If she weren't my daughter, I would totally date her. Blah.
A committee statement released today said the two former top law enforcement officials have been repeatedly asked to meet with the Judiciary and Oversight Committees, but have yet to voluntarily appear, driving the need to issue subpoenas.
Oh, okay, okay.
With Democrats taking control of the House in January, Republicans are racing against time to finish their kangaroo court.
Right.
Into how the FBI handled revelations that former Secretary of State Clinton used a private email server.
You gotta be kidding me, man. You gotta be kidding. Rome is burning, and we're investigating the Clinton email thing.
And the mostly the FBI and the Justice Department. They're trying to discredit the FBI solely for the purpose of protecting this orange, traitorous, quivering shit monster.
God damn. Is Comey that evil? Is he evil?
I don't think he's squeaky clean, but I don't think he's that evil.
I mean, he just made some judgment calls that were shitty.
Yes.
Right? I mean, he kind of caught, you know, he kind of gave the election to Donald Trump with that one comment, right? Or opening the, what did he do?
He announced that he was reopening the investigation because they found some emails on Wiener's laptop.
God, on the laptop of the guy that was showing his dick to every underage chick in New York.
Now, Comey.
God, fuck you, Comey.
Said on Twitter that he had received a subpoena. But what's great is he's saying, I'm happy to show up, but he wants it in public. He wants a public hearing because, quote, I will resist a closed door thing because I've seen enough of their selective leaking and distortion.
Hell yeah.
Let's have a hearing and invite everyone to see. And the Republicans are like, oh, well, no, I don't know. You know, he's just gonna keep saying, well, I can't talk about that in public.
But what questions are they going to ask him about her fucking emails? Hey. I mean, what is he gonna...
I think they're going after him and the FBI. More so than Clinton.
They just want sound bites. They want something. Yes. Some little thread they can discredit the FBI with, because Mueller's about to come out with some bad
shit. They want to discredit Comey and Lynch, yes.
Good Lord.
And throw some bones to Trump's vile, disgusting base who want their heads.
They'll love it.
His political opponents.
Hey, listen, I got an uncle on Facebook who's going to love this shit. He's going to be posting about it all the time. I went on your fucking timeline today. I was like, what's with all the Breitbart stories?
Oh, wow.
Shit.
So we'll see how that plays out now with these subpoenas. Yeah. No word from Loretta Lynch on whether she's telling them to go fuck themselves or not. So we shall see.
This dude also had pictures from like Kemp rallies in Georgia.
Kemp.
Wow. Brian Kemp. Stole that fucking election.
Wow.
Voter suppression, you bitch.
There's a story out at the Wall Street Journal.
Yes.
That apparently also on Trump's shit list.
Ooh, yes.
Is Steve Mnuchin.
Oh, yeah. What's up with this guy?
The Mnuchin. Treasury Secretary. Now, you know, last week or the week before, Trump was
mogul,
like,
right?
Trump was like, I'm very happy with most of my cabinet. Most of my cabinet.
Is he happy with Mnuchin?
Trump reportedly blames Mnuchin for backing the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, and he blames him for the stock market.
Mnuchin?
Being volatile. Yeah.
God. Hey, Steve, didn't you just... He used to do movies, right?
He's a Hollywood producer, yeah.
Why did you get out of that business? Do you like being in the government?
People, you know, they want to take over.
Why is he... What is he in charge of again? I always forget.
Treasury.
Why is a
Remember
guy...
he and his Hollywood wife went to...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Went to the mint and posed with all the new dollars and everything. Just like men of the people would always do.
Why do we have some dirtbag Hollywood movie producer in the White House? How did that happen?
Because we have a dirtbag reality show, faux billionaire, wannabe mob boss, Russian asset in the White House.
But, you know, you can disagree with Steve Mnuchin's politics and Trump's whatever he feels, but none of these people are good. None of them are nice. Do you think Ryan Zinke's nice?
He's a douchebag. Mnuchin, you may be able to have a drink with. God, I don't know. Dude, I mean, he seems like kind of a nothing, but
he looks like an asshole.
Ryan Zinke is the type who you probably can't talk to him without wanting to hit him in the face with
DeVos,
a 2x4.
DeVos, you think she's horrible?
I think she's dumb
to talk to.
Yeah. Trump reportedly sounded off on the Federal Reserve Chairman's decision to raise interest rates.
Yes.
Saying that it's endangering economic growth.
Ooh.
When they're trying to head off inflation.
Right. I think I'd like to hang out with Ben Carson just a little bit, just to see. I just want to, I don't know. Don't you think it'd be interesting to talk to?
Ben Carson either.
Rick Perry, that's the guy I want to chill with.
Perry you could have a beer with. I think you could play darts with. And
you're also white, so he won't be racist or anything.
Sure. Trump called the Fed his biggest threat during an October interview.
The Fed. Why?
And then suggested that he may have made a mistake in appointing Powell.
Guess he didn't do what he thought he wanted him to do.
But Mnuchin, yeah, because it's all about the how it looks politically for Trump.
So he appoints people to run sections of our government. If they make one decision he doesn't like, he shouldn't have given them the job.
And they may be doing the right thing for the economy.
Right, but not for Trump.
But he doesn't care because it makes him look bad. And his rich people have to pay more for their big, giant loans.
He must be senile. There's got to be some senility going on with this guy. It's Donald.
Shortly after Trump called out Powell, Mnuchin praised Powell as a phenomenal leader of the Fed. So ever since then, Trump has been pissy.
God.
He's also pinning the turbulent stock market on Mnuchin. Trump said, apparently, if he's so good, why is this happening?
Oh, God, you're an asshole.
So
he's just a fucking asshole. All these people are. They're just the biggest
garbage people.
Yeah, they're just garbage.
They really are.
And people are shocked when, like, hey, what? Did the Boston Red Sox, did they go to the White House to meet the president? I wonder how they.
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't hear the follow up on that.
Well, I mean, you got to wonder why people don't imagine people. A lot of people don't want to meet the president.
Right.
Even to go to the White House.
I'd like him to do our show.
Donald?
Do an interview.
Yeah.
Which we could ask him one question and just be done. Let him talk for 15 minutes and we'd be golden.
I want to ask him a question. Hey, Donald, when you were holding your child, Ivanka, and you looked at her and you were like, oh, man, she's going to have great legs. What was going through your fucking head? Because that sounds crazy.
Yeah. How much did your little mushroom move?
Oh, God.
The Trump has also reportedly contemplated two advisors about whether he should have tapped J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon instead of Mnuchin.
God, is there anyone else that you could have tapped? Is there any body to run this thing that's not a big oligarch?
Right.
God, these people. I thought he was draining the fucking swamp.
Well, he did, and filled it with sewage.
Yeah, man. Krakens.
Faithless Friday, y'all. Thanks for joining us here. I've got a story. Well, this one, I mean, I guess the outcome is a little better, but it's just irritating as fuck that this happened in the first place.
Yay.
Emily Sheck is a girl's name.
Okay.
Who was away at college.
Right.
On the cross country team
at
Canisius College,
Canisius
in Buffalo, New York.
Right.
And let me see. Her parents found out that they saw a picture on Facebook.
Okay.
So, you know, there you go.
Oh, shit.
Watch what you put on social media, y'all.
That's right. Follow us at Crab Diving, Crab Diving on Facebook.
The parents saw a picture of Emily with her girlfriend.
Okay.
On Facebook.
Well, I mean, you know.
Lost their bigoted Christian fuck minds.
Their daughter's in college.
And ordered her to return home and undergo conversion therapy, or she would be cut out of their lives financially and emotionally forever.
I just slid into Dexter's DMs. He's going to go take care of this. This is ridiculous. You're telling me their daughter on Facebook said, hey, this is the girl I'm dating. Posted it. They lost their little fucking minds.
She said, I'm not coming home. I'm not undergoing conversion therapy.
Grow up. Listen, these people, you find out your kid, your daughter's gay. How about grow up and be an adult about it and just be fine with it? Just be fine with it.
She had a partial scholarship from the cross country team that only covered a portion of her tuition, but she had no other money to pay for college. She did visit home shortly after getting the text message from her parents, and it was as bad as she feared. Her car's license plates had been removed.
Oh, you fucking dickhead.
And her car was full of her childhood belongings from home.
Oh, my God.
Listen to how evil these people are.
Because she's dating a girl.
All of her awards, her stuffed animals, her toys growing up. She had bought her own car, she said, but because her parents were paying for the insurance, they rescinded the insurance payments.
God, it really, you know what sucks? It sucks that there's no hell for these parents to roast in. How mean.
And her father had driven to Buffalo from their home in Rochester to take the license plates. He also removed all of her belongings from their home, stuffed them into her car. With that came a message that she was never to speak to them or her siblings again.
Well, I mean, God, I don't know what to say to this.
She
What's
was alone,
wrong with these
without family, without support. She had $20 to her name, was getting paid by her jobs every 2 weeks. She works at a local Wegmans and has a work-study job on campus to try to make ends meet.
Hey, George Soros, quit paying these protesters. Send her some money.
So the school somehow tried to help her out, but it was going to take a lot of money to make up for everything that she needed. So her roommate started a GoFundMe page.
Okay.
And the support of decent human beings on this planet was overwhelming.
Yay, that's great.
She raised of a $5,000 goal.
Okay.
She raised
$100,515. What's that? What's the percentage?
That's really good. Yes, 20 times.
What she wanted. You know, if you think about it, and if you're a sane person, you're scrolling through Facebook, so you didn't know your daughter was gay or lesbian. Who cares? There's a picture of her with some girl. She's lucky enough. She finds somebody. They're in love, maybe. I don't know. They're getting along. Meanwhile, she's at college on a scholarship.
Well, what century is this?
I mean, who the hell cares?
Yeah.
God damn. This kid sounds great. I don't know. Well, these parents have to be such dickbags.
Well, it gets worse.
What?
Because the NCAA doesn't allow student athletes to receive financial contributions.
Oh, my God. So now she lost her scholarship.
Yeah. Well, or she could keep the money and lose her eligibility and never be able to do college sports again.
How much money is it?
$100,000.
Keep it. Just keep the fucking money. I'm sorry.
But after public outcry, the NCAA has finally relented.
Oh,
that's
nice.
And is now giving Emily a rare exception to the rules. They're saying because she experienced a, quote, significant life event, they are allowing her to keep the money and stay on the team.
I mean, they took her car away.
She bought the car, apparently, but they were paying the insurance and they paid for the license. So the dad took the plates and the insurance.
So here's what I don't get. So these parents find out their kid's gay, and I assume they love their kid, right? I assume so.
I don't think so, but I mean, if this is the way they show love, so it's a pretty fucked up version of love.
You have this relationship with your kid, but now you find out your kid's gay, and that negates everything. scorched earth.
Well, right. It shows what inhuman.
They wanted to send her.
What religion does to people.
But they wanted to some people. Send her to gay conversion therapy.
Right. Apparently, they'd still love her if she went and, I don't know, got electric impulses every time she looked at a picture of a hot chick.
Stupid. It really is infuriating. There's no excuse for this. This is just stupid. These parents are fucking assholes.
She graduated the GoFundMe page, which is now closed, by the way.
Okay.
Emily graduated from Webster Schroeder in 2017, played soccer, ran for the high school team. She still holds the school's record in the mile. Currently, she's 19 years old, a sophomore at Canisius College. She runs for their Division I cross country.
That's a big deal. Okay.
In track programs is while going for her business degree in August of this year, our friend Emily was kicked out of her home. Her parents found out she has a girlfriend through social media. They gave her the choice. Come home, go to therapy.
Go to therapy.
Or stay at school and be completely cut off. She chose the latter.
Do those parents know how violent that conversion therapy can be? Because we've read stories from that shit. It's like people just beat you, tie you up, all kinds of shit.
They don't care.
She runs cross country.
Yes.
How's that? Is cross country is different from track just because it's, you know, it's on a trail, right? That's it.
I guess. Yeah.
Is it like,
well, it's yeah, I guess.
Is there any kind of obstacles? Do you have to climb walls or is
it just
know. A trail?
I don't know if it's like, okay. If it's like pitfall or not.
Pitfall.
Google that, kids.
Ooh. You know what? I was on the pitfall fan club because I got a high score at a high score. Took a picture of the.
Wait, really?
Fuck off, man. Yeah.
Well, you don't like video games.
I was in third grade. It was Pitfall on Atari. I'd take a picture of it, get the film developed, and send it to somebody, and I was a member. I'm an OG Pitfall VIP.
So the NCAA statement says Emily Sheck can retain her eligibility and continue to receive GoFundMe donations that assist her with living and educational expenses. Yeah. NCAA staff work with the college to provide guidance that the fundraiser can continue with school monitoring and will continue to assist as needed.
Yes.
NCAA rules and waivers precedent allow a school to assist a student athlete with a fundraiser after a significant life event occurs.
Bam.
Like if your parents are killed in a horrible crash.
Right. Or if your parents are total fucking
are fucking assholes.
Dickheads.
Yeah.
Hey, where does this dad or mom work? Where do they work? I wonder if they have jobs somewhere. If they aren't, you know.
Everything seems to be working out now, except for the relationship with her parents. Her father, Timothy Sheck.
Timothy.
We spit your name, you dick.
Find him on social media. Make his employer fire his ass. Give him a major life fucking event.
It's a private family matter. We love our daughter.
No, you don't. Do you love somebody? You take away all their money, all their shit, try to leave them destitute because they're dating someone with the same kind of fun parts.
Yeah.
That's the stupidest shit ever, you moron. This Timothy dude, what do you think's going to happen when you're dead, when you're dying on your hospital bed, however you fucking go? Your last moments. Are you gonna be happy that you alienated your daughter because you dated a girl? You piece of shit.
I just can't believe that shit still goes on. It's amazing.
It's stupid
that your religion could poison your brain that much that you would disavow your children for no other reason than who they're dating.
He's disavowing his children because of some dumb fucking belief he has.
Yeah.
Based on some sky god that isn't real. It's the dumbest shit ever.
Based supposedly on love.
Oh,
a religion based on love.
Oh, that's weird then because, you know.
How's that working out?
I don't think, not good. Not good. We got a bunch of people worshiping nothing in the sky and everything's fucked.
Another story. This is a few days ago. But it was on our Facebook page and shit, but we didn't get to it yet. But this is, I don't know, I guess it's funny,
you know,
and sad at the same time.
You know, just one more thing. It's like if I was reading the book Harry Potter and I saw a little passage in there that said, you know, dudes shouldn't suck each other's dicks or something like that. Then I found out that my daughter was a lesbian and I disowned her because of what it said in Harry Potter. That's mental illness.
But so we've used the argument before that, okay, well, when they say it's true because it's in the Bible, well, okay, that's like saying because, or when they find, like recently they just archaeologically just found some other like little town or something.
Right.
They out of the sand, they dug up
in the Middle East somewhere.
Fucking ancient town.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Okay.
And that was mentioned in the Bible.
Yes.
So they're like, look, look, it's true. The Bible's 100% true. They found that little town that was mentioned that one time.
Ooh.
Well, you know, I've
the
been
Bible's true. I get to disown my daughter because she's gay.
I've been to St. Pancras, to the train station.
Yes.
So have you.
Oh, have I?
That's mentioned several times in Harry Potter. Therefore, there's witches and Hogwarts exist.
Is that where we met? We didn't meet the guy, but we saw him. What's the guy?
No, that was in Rome.
Who am I thinking of? He played Jesus. He played the cool Jesus.
Willem Dafoe.
Right.
That was Termini Station in Rome.
Okay.
He was location scouting, walking around.
Somebody was taking a picture of him, right?
They were taking pictures of the location.
Oh, yeah? How did you figure that out?
Because we overheard him talking.
He was
pointing to the guy, like saying, we could do this over here. It looked like something he was maybe directing.
Yeah.
That they were location scouting for at the train station in Rome.
Yay.
Place dropping. So this other story here, this. I guess it's, I don't know, Schadenfreude, maybe.
Schadenfreude? Nein!
But we talked about it a little bit before that the Trumpians, some of the dumb Trumpists.
Yes.
Are mortgaging their houses and selling their 401ks and leveraging their pensions and all this shit to buy the currency of Iraq, the dinar or dinar, D-I-N-A-R.
But people do that. People trade currencies, right?
Well, yeah, but this is not a great reason.
Why? Because Donald Trump said to do it.
Because there are nefarious actors out there using Donald Trump's words from one obscure speech to say, look, Donald Trump is going to cause the value of the dinar to skyrocket. Invest your money with us and buy dinars.
How shocking. A bunch of idiot, dipshit, moronic deplorables are swayed because someone lifted one phrase from something someone said and said, hey, you got to do this. What does that remind you of?
This says, the story of the Daily Beast says, Trump supporter Hayes Kotsios runs a North Carolina pool maintenance company, but she's got a side bet that she thinks is going to make her fabulously wealthy, the Iraqi dinar.
Good Lord.
The currency is nearly worthless.
Yay.
Outside of Iraq.
God.
But in April, this woman bought millions of dinars.
Right.
After she watched a video of President Trump from 2017 in which he says that we're going to make sure that all currencies are on a level playing field.
Listen, if people start looking for messages in words to live by from shit he said, we will truly live in a banana, in a crazy place. I don't want to live in that world.
So they're stupid. The promoters of this shitty currency are claiming that some near mythical event will occur, and for nearly a decade, it's going to send the value of the dinar skyrocketing.
And who makes money off this scam? Who makes money?
The promoters who are raking in the transaction fees from
these idiots buying this
cash. And
why would if the currency is so low, why wouldn't you buy it low? Because you can assume it can only go up, right? It can go lower.
You can go away. It's Iraq.
Wait, no, dude. We went to Iraq and we fixed it, right?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Do you remember that big giant dude that they showed footage of on the news that knocked down Saddam's statue? Do you remember that? With the guy with the hammer?
Yeah. That was staged, by the way.
Was it really?
They think so, yeah.
That guy was huge.
It says it's a long shot. They're hoping that Trump and the Iraqi government will somehow revalue the currency.
Yes.
Nobody knows how that'll be done.
Well, I'll tell you how. You wake up one morning, whoever's in charge said, guys, we are revaluing this currency. What do you think about that? Now you're done.
The persistently low value of the dinar has inspired warnings from state regulators and several indictments against dinar sellers who have been accused of misleading investors about the currency's prospects.
Oh, God.
They're lying.
How the fuck? You're telling me someone who came up with this scheme? Who came up with this?
Nefarious people.
It's just weird to me. There's like, you know, Donald Trump in 2017 gave this weird speech where he mentioned the Iraqi currency. Maybe we can make some money off that. That's how somebody thought of it?
Dinar holders regularly tweet at Trump and various Iraqi government Twitter accounts demanding to know when they are finally going to enact the revaluation that will let the money flow in.
Oh, my God.
The dinar scam has been particularly Trump-centric since he ran.
Is it dumbass poor Americans doing this?
There's rumors that Trump personally invested in the dinar, of which there's no evidence.
Okay.
So these nefarious actors are like, hey, you know, you should invest in the dinar. Mortgage that house.
But like,
granny.
But what? They're like, what the fuck is a dinar? I mean, really, I didn't know that's the name of that fucking currency. How do they know about it?
They don't care what the name of it is. If Trump is anointing it.
God, that's crazy.
If you do a search engine search.
Yes.
Related to Trump and the dinar, you get a bunch of hoax articles claiming Trump has bought millions of dollars worth, which there's zero evidence of.
Dinars. Do you have any dinars? You trade currency sometimes, right?
Cryptocurrency.
Okay.
Trump supporters have also been drawn in by videos showing the prophecy.
Oh, fuck.
Of someone named Kim Clement, a South African prophet.
Oh, God.
Whose fans believe predicted Trump's election.
Listen, I'll say it again. This religion thing is killing us. And the idea that people can keep their own stupid beliefs to themselves and it doesn't affect us. I don't believe any of this shit, but yet I'm affected by your bullshit all the fucking time. Stop it.
And you know, these idiots are going to be the ones, we talked about this offline.
Crab diving, offline conversation.
These morons are going to be the first ones screaming for government help when they get scammed out of every fucking dime that they have made.
Unless this dinar revalues and they're rich.
It's not going to.
Why are you so negative on this?
I don't have a lot of hope for the dinar right now. So, I mean, you know, why is anybody shocked to learn that Trump supporters are gullible as fuck?
And even if Trump did buy dinar, right? And you thought, well, he bought it, I should. Have you learned anything about Donald that suggests he's a great businessman?
Right.
I mean, he's great at being a crook, it seems like. I mean, he's good at getting Russian mafia dollars to finance projects, right?
I guess so. Yeah. Let's see. This is this a Florida man?
Fuck you.
This might be.
Right.
Florida.
God, I saw a Florida man story earlier, and I don't remember what it was, but I remember going, holy fuck.
Regardless, this one's interesting.
Interesting.
This is from the Morning Call.
Okay. It's Florida?
No, I just don't know. Give me a moment.
Okay. if it's Florida, I would guess animals, but you didn't preface this with when animals get pissed.
Correct.
So it's probably not animals. So it's guns, meth, or I don't know.
Lehigh County?
Fuck you. Oh, it's racism. I'm going to say it's racism.
Oh, I guess this is Pennsylvania.
No, okay.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Seated across the table from two police officers investigating the attempted murder of his nephew.
Oh, okay.
71-year-old William J. Roberts got right to the point. Is he dead? Roberts asked. No, an officer replied. Damn.
wait.
The old man said.
The old man wanted to kill his nephew. Yeah. Or he tried to.
Yes.
For why? I mean, you know. God.
There's a lengthy hearing in which the nephew, Andrew, described being shot multiple times by his uncle.
Jeez.
Who then hunted him in a golf cart as the nephew hid in a ditch.
What the fuck happened between these guys?
The old man pleaded guilty in September to attempted homicide. He was arrested shortly after the shooting, which occurred at his nephew's home.
They have a golf cart?
Where the uncle also lived.
Shit, man.
The younger Roberts testified he and his uncle had argued because the younger man had forgotten to buy iced tea.
Well, I mean, damn. that, you know, listen, that was probably, this guy wakes up every day, he goes to the fridge, he's like, oh, man. I love my iced tea. He goes to pour it. Nothing there.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Give me the gun, the golf cart.
You need a shooting.
I'm going to kill that motherfucker. Wow.
He said his uncle started stomping his feet around like he was a child, went upstairs to his bedroom.
Got his gun.
Andrew Roberts said he was sitting at his computer desk at about 11:25 a.m.
Are you sure this isn't Florida?
When his uncle entered the room and fired seven shots.
Seven?
Hitting him in the wrist, both legs, and the head.
He didn't kill him?
He told the judge he fell to the floor, unable to move at first, but gathered enough strength to limp out of the home when his uncle went back to the bedroom to reload his handgun.
Is this a Quentin Tarantino movie?
I know.
I mean, goddamn.
He described crawling into a ditch near his house.
Yes.
And covering himself with leaves and poison ivy. His uncle walked by carrying a revolver and a shotgun.
Two guns?
He held his breath.
Because of iced tea. There must have been other underlying circumstances other than the iced tea. I'm not a psychologist.
Suggesting they may have other issues besides the iced tea.
You know, I've never been shot. Not once. But I have experienced. I have experienced poison ivy, and that shit sucks. So, you know, he probably had a rash.
When the uncle headed back towards the property, he crawled up onto the road trying to find help.
God.
A police car pulled up just as his uncle was speeding towards him.
In the cart?
In the golf cart, still carrying both guns.
How the fuck? Was he steering with his knees and double fisting the guns?
This is like jousting.
Yeah, this is a Tarantino movie.
He never denied anything. He repeatedly admitted shooting him.
Right.
Telling a detective, quote, "The only reason he's still alive is because I ran out of bullets."
Oh my God.
So I believe he's been sentenced.
No.
He'll be going away.
No. Must be more details in that article. I want to know what else other than the iced tea.
He says he didn't know why his uncle shot him. They usually got along.
Okay.
They lived together like the odd couple, with the older man cooking meals.
Well, the odd couple, but let's turn it up a notch.
Yeah.
Stanley's like, or Oscar's busted. Oscar and Felix are going at each other with machetes. God damn, dude.
That's it, I think.
That's it.
I believe Uncle Roberts has been sentenced to 20 to 40 years in state prison at 71.
He's going to die in jail
Yeah.
because his fucking idiot nephew didn't have any tea.
I guess he forgot to pick up the tea. But what a crazy story.
It's crazy.
He shot him and he tried to hunt him down in a golf cart.
Who wrote this article? Who wrote this?
This is Lori Mason Schrader at over at The Morning Call.
Lori, if you're listening to the show, I have some questions. What else was going on other than the iced tea?
That's all we have.
God damn it. This happens all the fucking time. We have these weird stories, and there are so many details that aren't filled in. It feels like I'm not getting the whole story.
Well, he said he didn't understand it because they always got along.
This journalist, hey, let me ask you something, journalist. If somebody shot, say it was your son and this is your, I don't know, say you're in this family, would you have more questions for your fucking uncle about why he tried to murder his nephew? Oh, it's iced tea and you're satisfied with that? God damn, guys. I want more details of these fucking stories going forward.
The, another Faithless Friday story.
Faithless fucking Friday.
Here.
Yay.
God, I don't know if I want something horrible or good here.
Well, I'm sorry. So the uncle goes in the refrigerator. And the pitcher's empty. Oh! But that I hate that when people do that, though. Why? Let me ask you, if there's any psychos.
Oh, really?
Yes. No.
I'll note that.
Right. If there's any sociopaths listening to this show, why, when you empty a pitcher, do you put it back in the refrigerator? What are you refrigerating? The plastic? The container? Why do you put it back in the refrigerator? It makes people think there's more of it and you don't need to restock. This motherfucker must have drained all the iced tea, put the empty pitcher back. Then the guy stomps around. Runs upstairs.
Are you justifying?
No.
He's shooting him 7 times?
I'm trying to fill in the details of this fucking story.
Batshit crazy old man. Took a gun to his nephew.
I mean, I'm just saying. He had to go upstairs, find his gun.
And then he shot him 7 times. And then as he's squirming on the floor, he ran out of ammo and had to go.
And get more.
To the other room. He didn't prepare. And bring the ammo with him. And that gave the nephew the moment to escape. And then when he realized he escaped, he grabbed a shotgun.
Yeah.
To a second gun to go finish the job.
See, this is why it's
couldn't
crazy.
Couldn't find him. Went God. Back up to the house and got the golf cart.
The golf cart!
And grabbed both guns to go find the nephew.
There's just lots of,
This was no longer a crime of passion.
Right.
This was a longer event.
You're telling me the guy is shooting, he goes upstairs, gets the gun. At no point does his uncle say, wait, what am I doing? This is crazy. He doesn't have that moment at all. He goes downstairs, shoots him, hits him.
Yeah.
And it's like, not good enough. Not good enough. I want to kill this fucker.
Yeah.
Over iced tea. Yeah. Jesus. What?
Bring him his fucking iced tea.
Everybody, listen, be nice to people because you never know what. I don't know. You don't know what people are capable of. Do you think this nephew's like, oh, I'm living in this. Did he know his uncle was so murderous before this?
He was the black sheep of the family, the story says.
The uncle was the nephew.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that this nephew was the only one that would like live with him or take him in.
Journalist.
But they always got along, it says.
Journalist, shame on you for saying black sheep, because that's just a trope people always say. Black sheep isn't enough that, you know, I tried to shoot my nephew to death. I'm the black sheep in the family. Not good enough.
There's the story of I guess we shouldn't speak ill of the dead.
Yes. Who is this?
But this is the gentleman. I feel bad for those that love him.
Right.
And he's gone. But he's a fucking idiot who went to
this remote
island in India, which contains the Sentinelese tribe, which is the only Neolithic tribe still are probably around, and
yes,
they are fiercely defend their island.
They will fuck you up.
This is the place where if you Google them, all you see are pictures from helicopters of like 20 naked guys with really long bows and arrows shooting arrows up at the helicopters as they're trying to come near.
Who wants to go there?
Take pictures.
I don't want to go there.
Leave them alone.
No, leave them alone.
Leave them alone.
No fucking problem. Do I want to go to an island with a bunch of naked people throwing fucking spears at me? No thanks.
But who goes there but a Christian missionary who's upset
yes.
that they don't have Jesus and now he's dead. And I don't know. Are we supposed to feel sorry for him or?
I don't know, dude, because it's like, here's how I see religion. It's a bunch of priests running around raping kids it's these fucking wacko evangelicals doing something like this.
Well, yeah.
Shoving religion up
Muslims
your fucking
beheading
asshole.
Beheading people and stuff,
okay,
too,
that
on
too.
Other parts of the world.
Well, I'm not making it. And it all sucks.
Right. Yeah.
It all sucks is my point. It's dumb.
They're hunter-gatherers who live on a remote forested island in the middle of the Indian Ocean. They do not use money. They resist any contact with the outside world and are known to sling arrows at any outsiders that approach.
Okay, one second. I'm sorry. You said this is a forested island nation. Forested.
I wonder if they, yeah.
Because that came up, that word came up the other day.
I wonder if they rake.
Are we a forested nation? Like Trump
Some
said?
Some parts.
Because Trump said Finland was a forested nation.
So, John Allen Chow was killed by tribesmen on the island.
Thanks, God.
They're trying to recover his body, but you know they can't get near the island. Several local fishermen, though, have been arrested. And accused of facilitating the man's trip. It's against the law to
right.
go to the island.
Do you really need it? Why do we need a law, though? I don't want to go to an island where they're... All if right. I show up, they're going to throw shit at me. I don't want to go. I don't want to go.
His Instagram account now has a post that says, words cannot express the sadness we experienced about this report. He was a Christian missionary who loved God, loved life,
yeah.
loved helping those in need. And had nothing but love for the Sentinelese people.
Well, they felt differently about you.
Oh, right.
And guess what? I don't think God loved you that much. God let you get, you know, shot to death with fucking arrows.
North Sentinel's part of the blah, blah, blah islands, an Indian archipelago.
blah, blah, blah. Islands.
Yeah, I'm not going to try to read those. In the Bay of Bengal, hundreds of miles off mainland India's southeastern coast. The
Fuck
Indian
all that.
Government restricts tourist travel. Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah, and who wants to go there?
They're dwindling on this island. I mean, you can understand that. There's like 100 of them left, they think.
Yes. Is it true Jeff Bezos is going to put Amazon headquarters there?
They're worried about diseases, too.
Yes.
That stay away from them because you're going to wipe them out with diseases.
Right, you dickhead. Dude, just keep your fucking Jesus to your fucking self. And that is so hard. That is impossible for evangelicals to do because part of their religion says they want to evangelize. They want to tell you about their stupid fucking science fiction.
One Christian missionary website lists the Sentinelese as 0.0% Christian, urges their followers to pray that the Indian government will allow Christians to earn the trust of the Sentinelese people, that they will be permitted to live among them.
Yeah, well, try again. Imagine, you want to go somewhere, someone's shooting arrows at you, and you're like, let me tell you about Jesus.
He reportedly set off in a dinghy 5 days ago with the help of local fishermen, though his final approach to the island was made alone in a canoe. He was eager to make contact with the tribesmen, had visited the area 5 times in the past. As soon as he set foot on the beach, they say, he faced a flurry of arrows.
Oh, shit. It's not funny, but... Oh, man.
Another fisherman...
He didn't even have time to give him a fucking Bible.
...reportedly Jeez. Spotted his body. In 2006, the Sentinelese killed 2 Indian fishermen when their boat broke loose and mistakenly drifted ashore.
Do not fuck with these people.
Yeah.
They don't want to be fucked with. And by the way, I have a question. Let's say this lunatic missionary made it to the island. Let's say that these guys decide to not shoot him to death with bows and arrows or whatever. And he goes up and he meets these dudes. And then what? Hey, let me tell you about Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Do they speak English?
No, they probably speak some obscure.
How the fuck do I explain to them my ridiculous sky god? Charades?
Yeah. That's how they did it back in the day.
I mean, that
when they were colonizing and subjugating and preparing for genocide.
I don't know what kind of plan this guy had. I want to know what his plan was. When he landed, was he going, hey, guys?
He had fish.
What?
He had fish. Well, and he supposedly said something like, I have fish and Jesus loves you. And then he went down in a hail of arrows. I shouldn't laugh. It's horrible, but not the smartest.
Next time, show up with iPads full of porn or something like that.
I mean, maybe a really nice person. It's just it saddens me that someone is so deluded and stupid,
yes,
and brainwashed that they would give their lives for nothing,
And he was shouting. Is it true he was shouting "Jesus loves you" as he's getting killed? How does anybody know that?
I have fish and Jesus loves you.
That's what he said.
That's what the report said.
How do they know what he said?
The fishermen were...
Oh, they were right there.
They were offshore, out of arrow range.
This really is the dumbest... Could you imagine getting in your canoe?
It's like the guys that wield snakes.
Oh, yeah.
It's dumb. It's a stupid reason to die.
And they tell you to not go there.
Right, it's against the law to go there.
Told them not to go there, but this guy's like, I need to evangelize these people... And tell them about God.
Right.
I don't speak the same language.
I don't get it.
I mean, do they have a religion? Do we know?
Probably.
Well, maybe not, dude.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Is that thunder out there? No. That's somebody moving a trash can. It just sounds ominous. It's not.
Thanks for joining us, everybody, on this Faithless Friday. We're back Monday, 2 to 4
Yay.
P.M. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern.
Sky God.
This one made me a little crazy. I got lost in a Facebook comment hole for a while.
Are you surprised God didn't repel the arrows that you know, took out this evangelical? No. Because it's in that song, Onward Christian Soldier.
How come he didn't turn into Neo from Matrix and be able to dodge all those arrows?
Onward Christian Soldier, marching ass to war with the cross of Jesus. Go on, whatever the next lyrics are, but that's supposed to protect you. What the fuck happened?
He didn't have a scapular on that.
He didn't have the right.
Blocked the bullets.
He didn't have the right magic.
I heard that story. I think we talked about that when I was growing up in Catholic school. That was a popular one we heard all the time.
Scapular. What does that do? Blocks bullets?
It's a little piece of cloth with a picture of Mary or some shit on it, or Jesus. And you wear it.
And
it's got two sides. It's got the front cloth and the little back cloth. They're about the size of a postage stamp. And you wear it. And it's blessed by Jesus magic.
Oh, yeah.
And there are... All kinds of stories of soldiers who had bullets ricochet off the little piece of
the
cloth
scapula?
As Jesus protected them and
what's
shit.
What's it called? The scapular?
Scapular.
Scapular. If you have a scapular on, will you get raped by a priest?
I think I can remember in grammar school wearing one for a little while, but because that's what everybody was doing. And you just got one.
Like it was cool.
It's like a necklace, yeah.
Okay.
And it protects you from getting shot, man.
This guy didn't have a fucking scapular on when he went to meet this tribe. He
should have had thousands on, apparently.
Yeah, man.
Covered in little stamp-sized pieces of magic cloth.
Oh, God.
Anyway, this other story, moving along. This one is out of Australia. We want to remind people that religious fuckery is not the only purview of the United States of America.
Good God, Australia, man.
Because recently, not that long ago, Australia voted to allow same-sex marriages.
Okay.
By a 2-to-1, 2/3 margin, I think.
It was
over 66%.
Yeah, everybody's fine with this shit.
Well,
except those parents in Buffalo or whatever. Fuck them.
This is Australia. There is an Australian magazine.
Yes.
It's been around for a little bit.
Ooh.
It's a wedding magazine.
Okay.
All about weddings.
Right.
It's called White.
White.
Just
perfect.
White.
It's my favorite.
I don't believe it's racist, but you never know.
Fuck you, cuck.
It's one of these where they, you know, what you should wear, what the trends
right.
are. You know, a typical wedding bullshit magazine.
Hoods.
Well, last year, after the nation legalized marriage equality.
Okay.
The owners who ran the magazine, a
yes.
husband and wife team, Luke and Carla Burrell.
Right. Okay.
Got outed by, I believe it was one of their photographers.
Okay.
They're in trouble here. They don't want to have gay people in their magazine is the deal.
White magazine doesn't want gay people
in it. Jesus.
Oh, God.
And which, you know, okay, if you're going to make yourself into a Christian wedding magazine,
yes.
rock the fuck on.
Right.
But the problem is that they, after this passed and everything, several of their advertisers were contacted
okay
by this photographer because the photographer had taken a bunch of cover photos of their stupid magazine,
right?
And
wow.
they got a message from this couple that said, you know, given the current referendum on the gay
yes.
marriage, well, we don't care, we don't want any same-sex couples on our magazine.
These are the owners of the magazine.
Yeah.
Didn't want this.
So this photographer was like, well, I don't think that's right.
That's stupid.
And this photographer made it a point to contact some of the advertisers.
Yes.
That advertised in
oh.
their ridiculous magazine.
Oh, I like this.
And the advertisers, in turn, contacted these Christo loons.
Yes.
And the problem now is that they just didn't say anything for months and months, but kept taking their advertising money and kept putting out their magazine.
Okay.
And dodging the questions.
Right.
They
thought the question would go away.
Well, finally, the advertisers were like, well, what's going on? And then they finally decide to say, well, you know, we don't believe in gay marriage. We don't blah, 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 blah. We're loving people. But
right.
We're still looking into it's typical bullshit. Here's what they said.
Okay.
Well, anyway, the advertisers had none of it. Advertisers were like, all right, we're done with you.
This is a weird thing because in our country, it would be if the magazine wanted to put a gay person on there, the advertisers that people would make the advertisers pull ads, right?
Yeah.
The anti-gay people would.
But
their advertisers like it.
Well, now, because of all the advertisers pulling out and they're losing business, White magazine's going out of business, Ryan.
You know, and this is dumb.
And like typical Christians here.
Boo!
Persecution!
Oh, yeah. Ooh! You know, I mean, the weird thing about this is that their advertisers, their revenue source, told them that they wanted gay people in the magazine.
Yeah.
So why didn't they just do it?
Because Jesus. White magazine has always been a secular publication.
Oh.
But as its publishers, we are Christian. Well, there's your answer right there, you assholes.
But you can be Christian. You just don't have to shove your religious agenda up our fucking dick holes.
Well, and you've just lied. If you're saying it's a secular publication, but you're Christian, but you're still going to discriminate, then the publication is no longer secular.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's not true.
We have no agenda but to love.
Well, fuck you.
We have no desire to create a social, political, or legal war, which only divides people further and does more damage than good. See, this is what all these fucking Republican assholes
yeah, yeah.
are saying right now.
Dividing us.
I can't believe you're being so uncivil.
Listen. If we're divided over the fact that I think gay people should have rights that everybody else has, and we're right. divided over that issue, then fuck you. We're staying divided. I have no desire to compromise with you, you loon.
Then listen to this statement. To us, our faith is anchored in love without judgment.
How can they say that?
Because they're Christians.
God.
And logic doesn't apply to them.
Listen, if you have fucking wacko, bigoted, homophobic beliefs, and you think that's dividing you from the people that don't feel that way, then you're right. It should divide us.
Recently, we've experienced a flood of judgment. We know much that comes hand in hand with running a public magazine, but we're also just two humans fumbling our way through these big questions. And like anyone else, we don't have all the answers. Instead of allowing us the space to work through our thoughts and feelings, or being willing to engage in brave conversations, to really hear each other's stories, some have just blindly demanded that we pick a side.
There's no sides.
Right.
There's no sides. There's a side where people have their human rights and their dignity and they're treated like people. And then there's the other side, and the wacko side. And
this is, you're discriminating against us by not allowing us to discriminate. Fuck yeah. Yes. We don't have to allow you to discriminate.
And again.
Switch it with black.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Switch it with interracial marriage. Well, we want to work through our thoughts and feelings about Negroes marrying white people.
People, it's like these parents that disown that college kid.
Yeah.
They just didn't understand her wanting to be with women. But why can't they just accept it? You know, why can't they just accept it?
Stupid religious doctrine.
Say, listen, this is our daughter. We raised her. We love her. I don't understand this whole lesbian thing, but I'm going to accept it. Why couldn't they fucking do that? Why couldn't they be fucking adults?
A campaign was launched targeting the magazine, our team, and our advertisers.
Oh, God.
Couples who have been featured in our magazine have been subject of online abuse. Well, I don't agree with that.
Well, that sucks.
If they've been in the magazine, I don't agree with that.
Yeah. But the advertisers, if I understand this correctly, wanted them to include same-sex couples.
Yeah. And I went to the Facebook page. Where they tweeted, they put out this, you know, we're so butthurt. And several of the advertisers have responded in the threads below saying, no, 10 months.
10 whole months.
We contacted them 10 months ago and said, what is your stance on same-sex marriage? We are pro, and our business is a pro LGBTQ. Or, you know, I mean, it's a same-sex marriage, pro same-sex marriage business. They're obviously also in the business in some capacity.
I mean, they're clients, they're advertiser, they're the reason their magazine existed.
Yeah,
that was their revenue base.
Sure.
So, like, why didn't they just do what they asked? I mean, are the Jesus
because
people?
Of Jesus.
Well,
they have to be treated special, Ryan.
Is Jesus supporting the magazine?
Not anymore.
Oh, okay.
And that's the thing is, they are screaming that it's anti-religion. And all the advertisers are saying, you lied or you hid your views. And then when you were finally pressed, it was too late. And we don't want to deal with you. If they would have said, hey, look, okay, we're a wedding magazine. This just passed.
Yes.
We're Christian. We don't know how we feel about it. We need space to think about it.
Right.
Then none of this would have happened. Then the advertisers that didn't want it would have left.
Right.
And whatever hate-filled Christo advertisers would have shown up.
But they strung them along.
Yes. And all the advertisers are saying that. But every Christian that's arguing on the thread says, but it's bullying. It's bullying them. That they're mad at that photographer that she started a hate campaign.
Yes.
By calling the advertisers and saying, hey, do you know this magazine you're advertising is in doesn't want any gay people in their magazine?
And they're getting bullied.
Oh, yeah,
they're getting
they're Christians.
Bullied. Imagine how crazy that is. Like the world we live in, like,
and people are asking them, so what's your solution? Do you want a law forcing businesses to advertise in Christian-only magazines? Is that what you're looking for?
Oh, yeah. Yeah!
What I mean, but they can't answer that.
But all that happened is their advertiser said, we want to see more diverse pictures on your stupid motherfucking wedding magazine.
Yes.
Why didn't you just do it? Why didn't you fucking do it? If it's because of this Jesus, if it's because of Jesus, then put your money where your motherfucking mouth is. Go to India, get on a boat, row over to that fucking island and try to, you know, bring the word of Jesus to these fucking guys and see if you don't get shot with arrows. Put your money where your fucking mouth is.
Yeah, let's see how open and loving you are.
Because, you know, I mean, I'm not...
It's just frustrating. It's insane.
Yeah, it's mental illness.
And how these people are like, we're loving and open.
Well, you are not.
Advertisers are leaving because you're not loving and open.
These people are so bigoted and so homophobic, they let their business go. Right. That is crazy.
Right.
That's crazy. Grow the fuck up. These parents
Lara Holtz,
let their kids go.
Lara Holtz, HOTZ, photographed three covers for the magazine, was told that they didn't want gay couples in their pages. She found this problematic as she is in a same-sex relationship herself. The photographer that took three of their covers.
The photographer wanted the magazine to be more diverse, right?
She told the local radio station she had no desire to force them to include same-sex couples, but she believes that their stance should be known by their advertisers.
Of course.
They were trying to stealth it.
I mean, and also, it's a wedding magazine.
Right.
Right? And it's supposed to cover all kinds of weddings.
Wouldn't you think you're going to get double your business?
You know, when you get, okay, sure, yes, it's human rights issue, it's all of that. But these fuckers that don't want to make gay wedding cakes or whatever, that, you know, they don't want that business.
Right.
They don't want to make a cake for somebody.
And then when their business falls off, they want somehow the government to step in and force people to use their bigoted hate business. I don't understand. How is that not socialism?
They're babies.
Right.
They're children. Yeah. These evangelicals are fucking children.
Yeah. Faithless Friday, everybody.
Oh, God.
So that's out of Australia.
Hey,
and listen. Go to White Magazine's thread. You could read the bullshit statement they posted, and then just the dozens, hundreds of comments of a whole bunch of people. And there's a few of them that know them. They're like, they're the most loving people, and this just hurts them.
Well, are you a straight?
You're so mean to them.
They're probably straight people saying this.
Other God botherers,
absolutely,
too. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, you know what, man? If you believe in God and Jesus and all this shit, and you really believe in it, you say, that's my thing, I believe in this Jesus, then get on a boat and go to that fucking island.
No, I mean, that's
get
fine.
Get on a boat and go to that fucking island. Put your money where your fucking mouth is, bitches.
I don't make other people adhere to your bullshit. I don't give a shit if you want to stay over there. And if you lose business because people don't agree with you, you can't scream and bitch and moan because people don't agree with you and you're losing business.
Is Jesus going to supplement your business because of your fucking weird butt hurt or whatever?
And then people are threatening boycotts of the advertisers, and the advertisers are like, go ahead. This referendum passed with 66% of the vote. We know there's more of us than you.
Yes. Yes. I love that.
Go ahead.
That's
boycott
true
us.
Across the board. Whenever we do every story we do on this fucking show, it's more of us. No matter what, there's more of us. We can take their shit. Figuratively.
This is fun. This is out of... I didn't realize this was Edinburgh. Edinburgh, Scotland!
I can't do a Scottish thing, man. That's like Shrek, right?
The headline... I guess I should read the headline first.
Do it in Scottish.
Man performed helicopter with his penis after jumping onto McDonald's counter.
Is this in Edinburgh?
A drunken, half-naked man went into McDonald's at 5 a.m., took off his trousers and pants, and began performing the helicopter with his penis in front of customers and staff.
Listen, guys, this guy was drunk, but you won't legalize marijuana. Do you know what I mean? When do you hear about a stone guy taking his pants off and swinging his dick around at a fucking fast food store?
I'm not going to name the poor guy, but Ryan is his name.
He
stood 2 meters away from the counter when, out of the blue, he removed his clothes and started playing with his penis.
2 meters is what? What is that?
6.5, 7-ish feet.
Okay.
The 29-year-old.
He was at McDonald's?
Pled guilty to committing acts of public indecency at the Edinburgh Sheriff Court on Wednesday.
What time of day? Does it say? Because that's important.
5 a.m.
Oh, so he was out the previous night getting shit-faced, shows up at McDonald's to get a, I don't know, what do you get in Scotland at McDonald's? An egg McMuffin? Hash browns?
The
guy was trying to sober up.
Sheriff Peter McCormick said that after whipping off his underwear, Dolan was... Oh, I said his last name.
That's all right.
Dolan was showing his penis and testicles, and thereafter was dancing with his trousers down.
And thereafter? This is hilarious.
He pulled his trousers back up again, but then jumped across the counter onto the staff into the staff area, and then took off his clothes once more.
What was he drinking?
A woman said, he grabbed his penis and started to play with it, pretending to serve the customers.
With his cock, like he was using his cock to, it was like the cock was serving McDonald's or something.
He then started dancing
again,
carrying out helicopter-like moves with his penis.
Oh my God.
Which they say went on for a few minutes.
You know,
for a few minutes. His dick's going to be sore.
Oh yeah. And also to the journalist that wrote this, you said he performed the helicopter with his penis. Redundant.
The
helicopter is performed with the penis. You don't need to say that.
The sheriff described his actions as boisterous acts, heavily fueled by alcohol.
Boisterous. Heavily fueled. What kind of alcohol does it say what he's drinking? Tequila.
He pleaded guilty and was charged £500.
What is that?
In $700, maybe.
God damn. That's how much it costs to take your dick out of McDonald's. And
then they say at the end, Dolan will pay back the fine by £100 a month. They've got his
payment plan.
They put his payment plan in
here. Hey, dickhead, man. You got a monthly fee because you got so drunk.
I just thought the headline was funny.
So he was behind the counter waving his dick at the customers, pretending to serve them.
And then helicoptering. And
yeah.
Apparently for several minutes this went on.
Shit, man, this guy must have been wasted. God damn. How do you get that drunk and you're still upright? You know what I mean? No. How's this guy not passed the fuck out?
29 years old.
Does he remember any of it? Is there any follow-through?
I have no more follow-through except damn for it. His payment plan.
Yeah, never enough details.
We could contact him and interview him.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. Dolan, how's it going?
How sore is your dick?
You're 29 years old.
Yeah.
Your 30s going to be any different? Is he going to turn over a new leaf for his 30s? He nearly made it out of his 20s without helicoptering at a McDonald's. Almost.
We only got a couple minutes left here on the big show, everyone. God, I don't know, something horrible. The stealthy shit that's going on, and you know, with everything that happens with Trump, we just don't realize the shit's going on. So the 4-H club,
yeah, like farmers or something like that.
Hand,
it's like heart, Boy Scouts,
hand, heart, hand jobs and hookers. I don't know what the hell it is. It's like farming.
I'm gonna do the helicopter,
but. Now the Trump administration is pushing for them,
yes.
The National 4-H Group, which is a nonprofit,
ooh,
aimed at helping young people develop life skills, it says.
Okay.
The Trump administration is pushing this group to revoke its policy welcoming LGBTQ members.
God damn. What is up with all this homophobic shit in the news? Stop it.
Within days of the LGBT guidance publication,
yes,
then chief of staff for U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue requested that they rescind it.
Why would you do that? Why do people think you can turn back the clock? You can take people's rights away?
And then they even fired the director of the Iowa 4-H.
Okay.
Who was an advocate for the policy. They fired him.
because he wanted to be diverse. He wanted his organization to be inclusive.
Right.
So he got fired for that.
Yes.
This is crazy, man.
And the groups eventually caved to the anti-LGBTQ and now the anti-organization. And now the Trump administration is urging other 4-H's to do the same.
I don't even understand, like...
They want this verbiage that said the 4-H welcomes everyone, even LGBTQ people. They want that out of there.
But it's crazy because, you know, I was never a member of the 4-H, but I think it doesn't have anything to do with sexuality.
Nor religion.
Nor religion, right.
Do I believe.
So none of that, none of this stuff.
They don't care.
What if there's a gay kid, they want to go be a member of the 4-H? Is it don't ask, don't tell at the fucking 4-H?
I don't know.
And what if you find out somebody's gay at the 4-H? Do you report them to the 4-H right. Gestapo or some
and,
shit?
And that's just to let all the Bernie bros know that, you know, Hillary and Trump are the same.
Oh, damn it. That's my Niagara Falls, you motherfuckers. Motherfuckers. I'm going to be sitting out smoking weed with somebody. I'm going to hear something like, well, you know, Hillary would have done the same thing as Donald Trump. Oh, fuck you, you fucking simpleton. You fucking idiot. We don't have to be nice to you anymore. Fuck that. You're dumb.
Shit, we got to get out of here. Thanks for joining us, everybody. It's been a great week. We'll be back next week, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, every goddamn weekday. Then we're on iTunes and Stitcher, crabdiving.com, always available at crabdiving.com. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where. Go to his Twitter feed or his Instagram at RatedRComedy, or go visit his website where his schedule resided.
Hello!
Go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. So freaking Vile.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Back on Monday.
Fuck Nazi.
Trump is so stupid. My God. My God.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.